outside.
We saw Friedman.
Does that present a problem? Is it a shala? Should one use it or should one not use it? So I'd like to be magdim, first of all, the halacha which states in Shulchan Aruch, which lechayre from the Shulchan Aruch we see that it's bechlal not a shala whatsoever. It's written in Simon Tuf Mem Beis in Sif Tes as follows. Chometz shenis afish koidim zman isiroi. Chometz which became spoiled before the zman ho issa erev Pesach. V'nifsal machiles kelev. And even a dog can no longer eat it. Oy shesalfoy ba'esh koidim zman oy v'nechrach. Or you burnt it till it became like charcoal. Ad she'ein erui lekelev, until a dog can't eat it. Oy sheyechdoi leyeshiva. A big chiddush, says the Machaber, you can have a ball of dough, and you decided you're going to make a ball, and you're going to designate it as a chair to sit on. You're not going to eat it. It's chometz which is edible. But I am using this ball as a seat. V'toch oisoi betit. And you covered the top of the dough with a layer of tit, of cement, or whatever it was. Mita lekaimoi bepesach. You can keep it on Pesach. And says the Mishnah Brira, when it says mita lekaima bepesach, he hadin de mita bahanor. You can even have hanor. You can sit on this chair made out of dough, out of chometz on Pesach. You can use chometz which became nifsal machiles chometz before Pesach for whatever hanor you want. That's one halacha. Carries on the Machaber Sifid. Ink, which was cooked up using sheicha, which is chometz sheicha seorim, mita lichtovoy. You can use such a pen on Pesach. And writes the Mishnah Brira, quoting the Mogen Avrom in the name of the Trimus Hadeshim, v'loy chashinan sheme yishkach v'yitin kilmesoy l'toich piv k'derech hasofrim. We're not worried that you're going to forget yourself and put the pen and sack on your pen like some people do during Pesach, and it has chometz in it. We're not worried. The Achroinim actually point out that in the Trimus Hadeshim is written, not that we're not worried, that even if you do it, it doesn't matter, because the chometz of nifsal machilas kelev. So even if you end up putting this pen into your mouth and chewing and sucking on this pen, which has chometz in it, says the Trimus Hadeshim, it doesn't matter. So oy bazoy, really, that's the end of the shiur. The shiur was, can you use all these various toiletries which have in it chometz, which is nifsal machilas kelev? The answer is, open a Shulchan Aruch, very clear, that something which is nifsal machilas kelev before Pesach, you can have hanor from it. It's written black and white. So that's the end of the shalom. However, it's not so straightforward. And we find a grois achidish and a number of gedoilei achroinim that even chometz which is nifsal ma'achilas kelev, you may not use on Pesach and is forbidden. Hagam, it looks l'chorah, the esh, the blik, this is mamish keneged, the halucha which is written in Shulchan Aruch. The shoyle meshev, Rabbi Yosef Shul Natanzon was one of the greatest poskim 200 years ago, the Reuven Lemberg. He was asked the following shala, that in the olden times they used to heat their houses using paraffin. The paraffin had in it alcohol, which was made from chometz, and it was mixed together with paraffin, which is nifsal machilas kelev. So he was asked the shala, can one heat one's house on Pesach using this paraffin which has in it alcohol, which is nifsal machiles Pesach? And the fellow who asked the shala already said, l'chori, it shouldn't be a shala because it's nifsal machiles kelev. Writes back the shoyle meshiv the following words. He says, it's not so straightforward. The bish loyme kasheroitze lahamis boil desha oichel v'shoise shayich lepegam. I understand that when we are speaking about somebody wants to eat something, then we are done, is it nifsal ma'achiles kelev? However, avol ma'ashenena min ha'oya, that you want to have hanor from this chometz by using it for heat, ma'abekach shehi lepegam. Who cares that it's Nisl Machilas Kelev? Mikal Mukim Hinene Mahoi. He's having Hanor from the heat. Vezebure Ma'oid Lefi Anias Dati. And this to me is very clear. If this alcohol is made from wheat, any moitzi tam leheta, I do not find any tam why to be mate. In the Sefer Minchas Moshe, Fenagun Moshe Nochem Yerushalamsky, he was Avbez in Kamenka 150 years ago, from the Gedolei Poskim, he quotes this Sholem Eitz. He says, I can't understand what he's talking about. This is this halacha that we just learned in Shulchan Aruch, that if it's Nisul Machilas Kelev, you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to have Anur. He doesn't understand, what does the Sholem Eitz say? Ma bekach shenena ma'oi? Who cares at using it to heat? Or have a koch a koydim's manu, the mitzvah of Pesach, it's become nifl, it's been burnt, so what's the problem? However, in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank writes that you'll find the Zelbe Yesod from the Shoyle Meshiv written very clearly in the Tzlach. The Noide Bihide in the Sefer Tzlach, Mesechtes Pesachim Chov Daladom Adalef, writes the same Yesod. The Tzlach quotes the words of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Machulas Perek Yidalad the following halucha: Kol hu oichlim hasirim, ein achayv aleihem ad sheoichel oisom derech hanu. Writes the Rambam, everything which is usa is only usa midaraisa if you use it, you partake from it, derech hanu. Except, says the Rambam, for a few exceptions, busa v'chulov and klaya kerem. Ketzad, says the Rambam, what does this refer to? You eat chaylev, which is also mitaraisa, until it's, when it's so boiling hot, it burns your throat. Or you eat meat when it is raw. Or you're mixed into it something which destroys, contaminates it. You put in something very bitter till it's no longer edible. All these things, says the Rambam, if you ate it, hareze poter. Writes now the Tzlach, a gewaltige chiddush. We see in this Rambam that if you take something and you ruin it, says the Rambam very clearly, you mix into it dvorim morim, something bitter until it's no longer edible and you eat it, you poter. Says the Tzlach, you know when you're poter? When you eat it. Because since you're not being nene from this thing, kederech hanuson, in the normal fashion, normally meat you don't eat raw. Somebody who eats meat when it's raw, he's not being nene from this meat, bederech hanuson. Somebody takes meat and he mixes into it something bitter, which makes it inedible, he's not being nene, bederech hanuson. Obe says now, the Tzlach amoydik echidish, but now, when we are speaking about chometz, shenitzel machilas kelev, adarabba, ato shehi kvar marven iskalkul milechoil, now that it is no longer edible because it's been ruined, shiv einam oimid lachila klal, it's no longer oimid lachila, rak leshar devorim, but for other matters. V'lekach, therefore mikru ho'achila, if you were to eat now chumash shenifsa machilas kelev, you taka be puter because it's shaloi kedera chanusam. If emes im ira dova ma b'machel ha'usa b'ano v'shiv eina oimid lachila rak l'shanus, if you destroy the chumash it's nifsa machilas kelev and it's no longer oimid lachila but for other uses, shiv chayiv malkus al hanus v'lachila puter. What comes out, says the Tzlach, is just the opposite. You take chometz, you contaminate it, you destroy it until it's nisal machilas kelev. If you to eat that chometz on Pesach, you're puter. Why? Because you're not nena kederech hanuson. But if you use this chometz shenisal machilas kelev for some other type of hanor, which that is now yes the derech to use it, i.e., I take alcohol, which is now nisal machilas kelev, and I pour it into my paraffin and I use it to heat my house, that is what it is oimed for in its present condition. So this heist ichonene gevein from the chometz bederech hanuson. So carries on the Tzlach, gives another example that Masa Sheni, which became Tomei, one may not eat it. Niskalkal Shemin Shalmasa Shane Shinitma. The Shiv Aina Oimid Aina Tovla Machel, it can no longer be eaten. The oimid rak lahadloka, all you can do is the shem and the oil, you can use it just to light a fire. Oz napichi, then it's just the opposite. Shoha oich la eina loika, vahamad likoi loika. If you eat the masa sheni, you'll be puter. Although it's tummy, you're not allowed midiraisa to eat masa shenitma. If you put it into your fire, you'll be chayiv malchus. So therefore now we understand very clearly the shala of perfume. It's true, Taka, the alcohol which is put into all these toiletries is nitzol machilas kelev. But according to the tzlach, and according to the shoylem meshiv, that now is derech hanuson. The derech hanu of chometz, which was nitzol before chometz, before Pesach, is that it's no longer good for achila, and if you were to eat it, you would Taka be put on Pesach. It's only oimet for some other usage, so therefore according to them, if you were to use this perfume with alcohol on it, you'd be over using chometz on Pesach. And as I state clear in Shiva's Divril Malkiel from the Lom Jeruv, was on the Gedoyla Poskim 100 years ago. Yesh michshoil gudoil, writes the Lom Jeruv, starke l'shoynes. There's a big michshoil. Shereisi mishtamshim bePesach bedvur merichim nezalef al bigdeim. I see people they use on Pesach, they put sprays on their clothes to give a good smell of a besom. Veribon chometz gomer, and they've got in it chometz. Ki yesh bem yash chuzok, they have a very strong alcohol content. E befrat mash nikra perfumer, especially what's called perfume. Zuk the divrei Malkiel, this is also. And he carries on, Ve'ein loima, don't come along and say to me that it's nifsel machiles kelev. Writes the Divrei Malkiel, Senishtozoi. It's the alcohol which gives the punch, which gives the strength to the perfume. Rak bishvil choizik hayash, just because of the strength of the alcohol, noidiv hareich lemaruchoy. That's what makes it smell strongly. Ki bevadai usa lishtamish bezer bePesach, and it's for sure forbidden to use this on Pesach. So we see here three gedoyle achroinim come and give us mamish a bombshell that you have chometz which is nifsel machiles kelev, that's only a heter in achila, but this chometz may not be used in any other items in any form whatsoever to have handle from it, because now it's oimed dafke for these things. If we look a bit further, we will find be'emes as this yisod is a beferisha Mugen Avrom. The Mugen Avrom in Simon Tuf Samach Zayin, Sifid, writes the following words. The tabak, tobacco, derech lishroisoi b'sheichen. In the olden times, they used to sell tobacco with different flavorings. You could have cherry flavoring, raspberry flavoring, sweet and sour, all the different flavors. And one of the flavors was they would soak it in sheicha. They would soak it in alcohol to give it a taste of alcohol. Surach lesogrei becheda oilasois mechitz lefunov. Writes the Mugen Avrom, this tobacco, you cannot use it on Pesach. You've got to lock it away. Now, lechoyre, let's think about this. This tobacco is not rui bechlal lachilev kelev. You took this tobacco, you dipped it into alcohol, and now it's got a smell, it's got a fragrance, it's got an aroma of the alcohol in it. Oh, but there's nothing there which is ruil achila. It's nisul machilas kelev. The alcohol has become nisul machilas kelev. And yet the Mugen Avrom says you have to lock it away for Pesach. This Mugen Avrom is brought lahalocha in the Chok Yaakov, Shulchan Ocharav, Mishnah Brira, and Be'er Hativ. They all quote it lahalocha. So we have here very clearly, lechoyre, this yesod of the Shoyle Meshiv, the Tzlach, and the Divrei Malkiel is written black and white in the Mugen Avrom. However, it's not so straightforward. We find Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Sefer Moye Ketzia, quotes this Mugen Avrom, and he writes the following Lashoinus. We know Rabbi Yaakov Emden sometimes was a bit sharp. Ma shekuse b'mugen avruom, that the Mugen Avrom writes, be'inyin issa ha-tabak, regarding the issa of tobacco, dovezohi, the snuff, oh, thank you, dovezohi v'tamiya ma'oid. It's a most astonishing and difficult thing. Temahani im yutza mi piv, zechon levrocha. I wonder greatly whether he actually said it. Vili yekein ho emes. And even if Hitaka did say it, ask Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and he quotes this halacha, that we see that you can use a pen, diyoy, which was made, ink which was made from chometz, a beferish machaba, you can use it on Pesach. So, Freit Reb Yaakov Emden, what is this tobacco, this snuff, any different from a pen which you can use, which has been dipped into chometz? You dip the tobacco into chometz, you dip the ink into chometz. What's the difference? Freit the Behemoth, a grosser paler. Afagav machnes ashunel soich piv. You want to say because he inhales the smoke? Mahava hanogereide bechid kireyach. It's a garnished. Vloy udif midyoy. It's no difference to the ink. So he carries on and he says. So therefore, oy bezoy ein sufik ba'olam. So shtuken sufik she ba'olam. Zuk Reb Yaakov Emden sepushet lanias dati demitel shoyse aflech achille b'sheichi. You can go and dip it before Pesach. And fit us. I remember when I was young, I saw my father, the Chacham Tzvi, Shahoya Soichik al Hamischastim. He would laugh about those who were Machme, Machzrim, Acha Tabak, Bilti, Chomes, Leonta, the Pesach. He would laugh about those who were Machme on this. So, although we know that you're not supposed to laugh about any Chimras on Pesach, because the state, every Chimra has got a Makar. Right, Reb Yaakov Emden, my father did laugh at this particular chimra. Es ein ganzen Avegemacht. Similarly, Reb Shloime Klieger, in his sefer, Tiv Tam Vadas, also writes the following words. Hatabak bepesach, tobacco on Pesach, zeh keshloishe shunim boile poi kol irkeze. The last 3 years, people saying it's not right to use it, soaked in alcohol. V'sochakti ma'oid. The Chacham Tzvi only laughed a little bit. Reb Shloime Klieger, sochakti ma'oid. I laughed a lot. V'sochakti ala osrim. I laughed about those who asked. And he says exactly word for word the same Tana that Reb Yaakov Emden. Similarly, the Beis Meir, one the Gedoyla Poskim, writes, again, even if we're going to take on that there are umukim for chimras, or bezuk devater Beis Meir, it's no worse than what we just learned before about the dioi, the mitzvah bahanur. Is oi bezoi shab the Beis Meir la'anias dati ein shim chashash. There's no problem whatsoever. The Sanz Aruf in Divrei Chaim quotes the Mugen Avraham and he says, "Ein zele chimra ba'alma, ki ein shem chometz ulov, ki gura mikochoi." I don't understand it. Similarly, in Rabbi Yehuda Asad, in Noch Gedoy Lachroinim, all disagree with the Mugen Avraham. So therefore, we see Lachoyra very clearly that once chometz is nifsul machiles kelov, it's difficult to understand how can one say that you can't be nen from it. Oh, there's a beferish Mugen Avraham. Nobody seems to understand this Mugen Avraham. Our problem is that although Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Shloime Klieger, and Ander Gedolim all do not understand the Mugen Avraham, but this Mugen Avraham Lamasa is quoted halacha Lamasa, Lechok Yaakov, Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Mishnah Brira. So how do we explain and we reconcile this Mugen Avraham with the halacha that Diyoy is you're allowed to use it if it's made from chometz on Pesach? Comes along the Maram Shik, and the Maram Shik was asked this question. What is pshat in this Mugen Avraham? L'choy it's keneged the halucha in Shulchan Aruch. So writes the Maram Shik that he also had to be doichik himself, he had to push himself to try and find a hezbah in the Mugen Avraham, because at the end of the day, it's a Beferish Mugen Avraham. You can't just ignore Beferish Mugen Avraham. Although we have here the stira. Writes the Mugen Avraham, writes the Maram Shik, you ask me a kasha l'chori, it's a stira to diyoi, ein hanidoin doima. It is not quite the same. Writes the Mugen Avraham, why? Writes the Maram Shik, why? The tabak we're speaking about, you dip it into alcohol in order to improve its smell. And since you're improving its smell, chashivisa dereyach, the improving the smell, heve ke'ili tikna la'achile v'shesia. Why? Dereyach v'lishif oisoi loy niskalkel. By dipping the tobacco into alcohol, you haven't ruined now the alcohol. You've improved the alcohol for that purpose which you want to use it for. I want to use this alcohol to improve the smell of the tobacco. So by dipping the tobacco into alcohol, I have improved the alcohol because that's what I want it for. Marshenkin bidioi, when it comes to the ink, I have nothing out of this chometz. I haven't improved this chometz. I just need the chometz to be one of the ingredients to make ink. But I haven't improved that chometz at all. I'm just using it. Zuk the Maamshik, Yodati ki yesh oish lefakfik v'zeh. I know fully well that this is not a waterproof teretz. Mikal mukim kivin shadin kusim pefish b'mukim avruam. I've got to try my best to try and answer this stira. So according to what the Maamshik says, we understand now very well. And be'emes the Maamshik, the Divrei Malkiel said actually these words, that although when you put alcohol into perfume, you are destroying the alcohol, it's the alcohol which gives the perfume its strength. It's that what gives it the punch and the knack. So therefore you've done something, you've improved it. And therefore then we don't look and we say the chometz is nifsal, ma'achilas kelev. However, so what remains now is we are faced with a very difficult situation. Because we have this Beferish Shemogen Avrom saying you can't dip your tobacco into alcohol. So if we're going to accept this Shemogen Avrom across the board, that means that all perfumes and toiletries, we cannot use them if they have alcohol inside them. Because what's the difference between tobacco with alcohol and anything else with alcohol? It's the same reasoning behind it. So we find a Moedik Yesod in which we can come along and we can isolate the case of tobacco and say that's a special halacha regarding tobacco and doesn't apply to anything else. Rabbi Yehuda Asad quotes a Mugen Avraham, who the Mugen Avraham has a suffix in Simon Reshid, Siv Kudin Tes. I have to make a disclaimer that today everybody knows that smoking is extremely unhealthy. So one shouldn't be Moira Heta now to come along and say one can smoke. Everybody knows that today the Gedolim have uttered it. But the Mugen Avraham and Simon Reshid comes along and clears a shala. Do you have to make a brucha when you smoke a cigarette? What's the shala? Zuk the Mugen Avraham. Tzurich ien, ba'oysom shenoysnim esef shekorim tabak lesoich hashoyferes. Those people who put tobacco into a pipe, madlikin oysoy, v'shoyvim ha'ushin, and they inhale the smoke. Freik the Mugen Avraham, tzurich ien, is it the same as when a person eats a food, tastes a food and spits it out, you don't make a brucha? Or is it comparable to reyach, you make a brucha, boire mine besomim? After here, we have to make a brucha on smoking. And zuk the Mugen Avraham, kal v'choy mekan, shegam hagif nene mimeni, shahab seveyim mimeni, kemoy kusha'och v'shusa. When a person inhales smoke, he fills him up. He feels full. Some people, they don't need to eat after they smoke. They feel full. So there's a richtiga hanua sevia. Blab the Mugen Avraham, v'tzorich ien. So blab v'tzorich ien. So we don't know, does a person have to make a brucha? Is smoking an external hanor or an internal hanor? The Ksav Sofer writes in Chivas that he remembers that he heard that Hagun of Modcha Benet was always makbid before he smoked. He would drink something and make a shahakoil and have in mind to patter the smoking. Because the Mugen Avraham's got a sofik lahalucha, so therefore he would always have in mind to. So therefore we could say now that this is the Mugen Avraham leshitusoi, that this Mugen Avraham who came along and said that tobacco which was dipped into alcohol before Pesach, you cannot smell it on Pesach because it's got alcohol in it. This is the Zelber Shittes Mugen Avraham, who he's got a sofik that perhaps inhaling smoke from tobacco is called an internal hanor. And therefore, that's why he was machmir dafka by inhaling tobacco, that although the chometz is nifsal machiles kelev, that there we have to be machmir and you can't use it on Pesach. But you can't learn out from this Mugen Avraham Shalom to come along and usher all perfumes and toiletries and so on, which is an external hanor. You can't learn this out from tobacco. Tobacco is a special chiddush because it is considered an internal hanor. And it's worth pointing out that Rabbi Yaakov Emden is also Lashitusoi. Because Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Sefer Morvikzi and Simon Reshid, when he quotes this suffix of the Mogen Avraham, again he goes very sharp against him. And he says he doesn't understand what his suffix is. Next thing you're going to tell me that rechitza, washing yourself in the bath, is also geshmak. The people, they enjoy having a nice hot bath. Efshi darf machen a brucha of rechitza. Efshi have to make a brucha on all other hanos. Avad, you don't make a brucha, zuk the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, only on a hanos shebikifoy. Comes along the chido and his sefer machzik brucha, and he says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's missed the point. He said very clearly the Mogen Avraham, his suffix was because there are people who are seveyim mimeni. They are satisfied. You see that smoking, inhaling smoke, is not an external hanor like rechitza. It's an internal hanor. If it is an internal hanor, efshir takedoy mito achila. And it's worth pointing out to Grace Achidish, the Sefer Shulchan Hatua from Rabazakal Kamana. He quotes that the Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh used to make a brucha before he smoked his pipe. And he was makabel a brucha from Eliyui Hanovi. What brucha are you supposed to make on smoking? And we don't know the nisach brucha. And in fact, the chidur and machzik brucha also writes this. Mi yodeya, who knows in this chadish inyan zerbi meich razal, if they would have had bezman chazal, this thing of smoking, bali talmit, im hoyi koivim ula brucha. They would have probably been masakin a brucha. From this we see very clearly, as be'etzem, we should be. The das is noite, you should make a brucha on inhaling smoke. And oy bazoi, the chimra of the Mogen Avraham, we could say applies only to tobacco. We can't learn out from this to anything else. So the choira is oy bazoi, this we can see that perfume should be allowed. However, we have another problem involved in cosmetics and in perfumes and so on. And that is, when we say that chumetz, shenitzel machilas kelev, is allowed on Pesach, what happens if I can very easily revert the chometz to becoming rui la'achilas kelev? How does one do this? A very simple way to do this. No one should try it because it's not healthy. But if you have a bottle of perfume, you have, say, 5 or 10% of it is alcohol. You take that perfume and you stick it in the freezer. It will freeze. However, alcohol does not freeze. So what happens is you put the bottle of perfume or deodorant into the freezer. Don't try, it might explode as well. But you put it into the freezer. What happens is the other contents and ingredients will all freeze and the alcohol will stay liquid form. You pour it out, l'chaim, you got yourself a cup of alcohol to drink. Fregen achroinim, efshi you can't use something which is nifsel machiles kelev, when you can just at the slightest little thing, make a rui lachiles kelev. So oi bezoi vater, zuk the Divrei Malkiel, the Lom Jerov, he was the one who asked her to use perfume on Pesach. He says this, that because Efshel Afrido La'arev B'mayim Yuchel La'ochloi, if you can separate the ingredients that you can get out back the alcohol, Mikra Oichel. And as I state in 9th in the Gedoyla Poskim, the Chavaz Das, in Yoredeya Simon Kiv Gimel, that something which became nifsel, and you can easily rectify and put it back to square one, is not considered nifsel. It has to be the actual thing itself has been totally destroyed. Or, but if it isn't totally destroyed, it's considered Ruhi Lachilas Kelev. And at Oysameich, he's got Chivas Oysameich, the Simonin Hay, he was asked the Shala, Nishalti ala spirit lahadlik boy, shema arvin boy sam viral mahamem shula. I was asked regarding using, as we said, paraffin to heat your house on Pesach, which has been put into the paraffin, something to contaminate and to corrupt the alcohol, that people shouldn't come along and try and drink it. Emitig lahadlik be Pesach, vechishavti le'issa. And I said to those who make it forbidden. Why? Because it's only become nifsel machilas kelev through the poison which has been put inside it. A methanated spirit, thank you, yes. You can very easily come along and rectify and put it back to square one. And therefore, writes Or Sameach, you cannot use this paraffin on Pesach. However, again, it's not so straightforward. And many Gedolim do not agree with this svora. In Shivas Chazoy Nuchan, from the brother of the Chabina Rav, Rav Nuchum from Dombrava, Hashem Yim Kondomai, he says, I'll bring you a Beferish Araya that this is wrong, it's not correct. This halucha which we had in Shulchan Aruch, that Kippah Sa'oi Sheyichdoi Lachila, you took a bowl of dough and you set it aside, you designated it as a chair, V'tochoi Sebetit, and you put a bit of tit on the top of it, you're allowed to use it on Pesach, it's Mitabanur. Says look in Toises and Psuchim and Daf Mem Heyum Abeis and Amashur there, you'll see very clearly that they explain that this ball of dough has not become Nifsol Machilas Kelev. It's a ball of dough which is Richtiger Chumas. You've just covered it over. The Mishabri brings a shal, has to be from all four sides, just from one side, from the Gemara's near, only just from the top. It's a Richtiger ball of dough, and you just have designated it, and it's not very difficult to peel off that top layer of tit, and you can use this as a richtige chometz and bake a challah from it. And yet, we are allowed to use it on Pesach. And as I state klo in the Chazon Ish, and as I state ochet in Stei Chemed, and noch poskim. So we see again, very clearly, that something which is nisul machiles kelev, it doesn't matter that you can undo it. We have one third and final shala about whether it should be permissible to use perfumes and cosmetics on Pesach. And that is as follows. Although we said that we're only speaking about external hanor, but there is a halucha called Sicha Keshesia. That Sicha, Chazal tell us, when you smear something on your body, that's the same as if you drank it. It's a beferish mishnah and mesech the Shabbos and daf peivov amad aleph. Minayin lesicha shehi kesheseya. Where do I learn out that smearing an ointment on your body is the same as if you drank it? B'yom HaKippurim, on Yom HaKippur, we know on the Chumash Anim is you're not allowed to eat and drink. When Chazal say you can't eat and drink, when the Torah says eat and drink, it doesn't mean just drink. You're not allowed on Yom Kippur to smear any ointment on your, any creams on your body. Af al pi shen ray ledova zeich ledova shenema a pusik vatovoy kamayim bekirboy vekashemen baatzmoisov. The pusik compares mayim bekirboy, drinking water, to smearing oil on your skin. From here, says the Gemara, we see sicha kashasiyah. And there's a second Gemara in Masechtas Nidan Daf Lamed Beis that we know a kohen who is tomei is not allowed to eat trimmer. Says the Gemara there, not only is a kohen not allowed to eat trimmer, he can't smear the trimmer at all on his body. That we learn now that a kohen who is tomei cannot smear trimmer on his body. So if so, we've got to ask ourselves, can you use creams and perfumes and ointments on Pesach? You're not drinking it, but you're smearing it on your body. And we see here clear halucha that sicha kesheseya. Oh, same. No, that's also the same thing. The spray goes on your body. It's the same thing. Hey, Rabbi, if it's being absorbed into your body. Yeah. So somebody once told to me a svora, which is a shtarka svora, that sicha kashasiya only applies when you're putting it on something to enhance, to help your skin. I.e. a person's got rough hands. You put on cream, you're doing it something. But beds and perfumes are probably harmful for the skin. After today, they've improved them, put some other ingredients on. But etzem sicha kashasiya past no zugan, when you do something which is enhancing the skin. Oh, but something which you're putting on for perfume or cosmetics, which is not actually healthy for the skin. After them was zukmanish, ashtakas for. But I want to go without that anyway. A different mahalach. Rabbeinu Tam. And Tosis quotes him in Yima, in Dafayin Zayin, says that this halacha of Sicha Keshesia is only midrabunan. It's not the halacha deraisa. And because it's only midrabunan, says Rabbeinu Tam, it only refers to Yom Kippur. It's not the whole year round, it's just the halacha regarding Yom Kippur and the halacha regarding trimmer because of chashivas of trimmer. So therefore, Be'etzim, that's the end of the Shalom. We see very clearly that it's not a halacha which applies on Pesach. It's a halacha, miyachedes, for two things, for Yom Kippur and for Trima. However, the Bi'a halacha in Siman Shin Chavuf comes along with a moedika bombshell. And he writes as follows. He's speaking about whether he can use soap on Shabbos. And then, by the way, writes the Bi'a halacha the following thing. I am Bi'a hagro. Even in the weekdays, you're forbidden to use a soap which is made from fats from a behemoth, trefa. Because smearing something on your body is like drinking. Not like Rabbeinu Tam says. Says the Mishnah Brira, the Bialucha, Mihi minaga oilem lichos baboy shaluni, hanasa mechalev, the velt isn't machmir, the velt taka does use soap which is made from chalev, v'rak eze medakta kim zahirim bezer. Now finishes off the Mishnah Brira, the Bialucha, with these words. V'musi lahasik boy shanasa shaloi mechalev, if you can buy soap which is not made from chalev, but vadai nuchoin luchish ladas hamachmir bezer, it's for sure correct to be machmir. According to this Mishnah Brira, this Bi'a halacha, that it's correct to be machmir not to use soap the whole year round, which is made from trefa fats, because we are choishish sicha kashsia, l'choira, the zelba will apply on Pesach. That it's correct not to use any type of perfumes or soaps which are made using chumetz, because sicha kashsia, azoi kintos, from this Bi'a halacha. If, however, we look in the Orach HaShulchan there, in the same simon, the Orach HaShulchan goes entirely different mahalach. He says clearly that we're not machmir for sicha kashsia, only Yom Kippur and Trimah. And then he adds on something more. But boiris shaluni shimasriach, our soap which is contaminated, va'af lekelevein erui, it's not even edible for a dog. There's nothing which is more contaminated than this. There's no chashash whatsoever, says Orach HaShulchan, to use soap made from trefa animals. And this is the ungenim and aminik and gams klal yisrael. Lusich beboyz bemechaz vein poitzepeh mitzavtav. And nobody says a word. Similarly, writes the Chazon Ish, that this what Chazal said, that sicha kashasiyah is only when we're speaking about something which is ruhi lachila. You got something treif which is ruhi lachila, and you smear it on your body, then sicha kashasiyah. Oh, but when we're speaking about something which is not ruhi lachila, can the jogan sicha kashasiyah? Because the thing itself isn't ruhi lachila. Mamish azoi vi state in the Orach HaShulchan. However, at the end of the day, we're still faced with a problem. The Bi'a halacha does say this. How do we explain this Bi'a halacha? This Bi'a halacha is Surchi and Gudel. I saw the Chiv and Shevet Halevi for some mitzvah of this Bi'a halacha. So I saw in a sefer called can't remember his name, Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Pesach, that he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita this Shaila, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky answered him al derech the Shoyle Meshiv with the Tzlach, which we started off with the Divrei Malkiel, that what we said, that something which is Nifsel Machiles Kelev is Amitah Bahanur, that's speaking about that it's when it's nifsel machila, but if it's now still oimed for something else, the other thing you're not allowed to use it for, and therefore mahay tam omer Reb Chaim gezugt she'ein lishtamish b'mishcha sheyesh b'chashash chometz. You cannot use creams and oimeds which have chashash chometz. Da'av shapi she'nifsel machila mikal mukim horui l'sicha. You can smear it on. So this gross chirma that Reb Chaim Kanievsky wants to use this bi'alocha to come along and say, like a see that Bi'a halacha says lachila, don't use trefa soap made from trefa fats. Similarly, don't use chometz dika things for your cosmetics and your toiletries. But as I've already pointed out, this again lachira, nobody seems to agree with this. Morgan Avruam, not Rabbi Yaakov Emden, not Rabbi Shlomo Klieger, not the Beis Meir, not the Divrei Chaim, not Rabbi Yehuda Asad, and we explain Taka that this Chimra is only referring Taka to to tobacco and to nothing else. In the Chagahed from Alta Yidu Bavrum Schreiber Zuchain Levrucha, who came originally from Vienna, who he told me that as a younger bucha, a younger man, he was nifty, he was over 100 years old, he once went to Erev Pesach with Reb Meir Arik, accompanied him to the mikveh Erev Pesach, and there was a buchrul outside the mikveh who was selling kushla Pesach dikazayif, kushla Pesach dikazayif. And Reb Meir Arik turned to this Avrum Shraib and he said to him, Ichonish gevis asadu chumetz dikazayif. As though Reb Meir Arik was from the Gedolei Poskim 100 years ago, gezugt. So we see, be'etzem, the minig Yisrael is taka, that one does you all these items, things which are put into your mouth, such as lipsticks and toothpaste and the mouthwash. So there it's, one should taka be machme, it's correct to be machme. Hagam, those want to be makel, be'etzem, the Trimlas Hadeshin says really that dioy, the pen which is made from sheikha, which is made from chometz, even if you put it into your mouth, it doesn't matter, because we don't say achshavik, because it's not your kavun, it's shloibim is kavun. So be'etzem, one could even reuse it, lying on the Trimlas Hadeshin, as oi kama poskim ha-makel. Oh, but the minig oilem is taka, one should be machme, Pesach, mezich chimres, so as oi feel zoma machme zan, zolal oma kusha freilich and Pesach, ome. Oh, my God.